The Rancor's Brothel presents. Cold, dead hand. So in that case, the captain has now issued his orders. You're spreading out to look. I'll start with the captain. Captain, what buildings are you looking into?
We'll start with, what is that? Is that 16? 16.
16. Are you looking personally, or are you sending officers?
Me and my squad.
Okay, so you're part of the team that's all breaching 16.
Yes, me and my NPCs.
It sounds like a song.
Me and my squad.
As you step towards building number 16, in front of this building stands a 5-meter flagpole. The red banner of the USSR is still flying, though it has been torn to ribbons by excessive winds tearing through the camp.
We all chime in. We lose an hour just singing.
But we have a rousing boost to morale.
We get frostbite.
The building seems to be, for lack of a better term, headquarters. There is a radio room and public address system. It also appears as if there's an iron stove to heat the room. There are a number of strange things looking in that building, the headquarters, Captain. The typewriters, there are typewriters on the desk. They are old models. There is a 1991 calendar on the wall that appears to be handmade.
So, can I kind of metagame with you, Cody?
Sure. Go right ahead. Okay. What you want to do? What you want, Craig?
So, I'm just thinking in terms of real-world time here.
Yes.
And time in scenario.
Sure.
Clearly, this site that we've come across has been described to quite some detail.
Sure.
Are we goaling for one shot here? I'm trying to mind that if we need to get to site 6 and do site 6 before we end tonight. Or are we talking two shot possibly?
It all depends on what you do.
What do you want?
Right, do we want to end this tonight, or are we okay with two shot?
Oh yeah, we're fine. We're well on track for where I would expect, if that
we'll
makes
you feel
better.
We'll die before we get there.
The guy's just going to detonate the nuke.
Close enough. Boom.
See, I keep feeling that we're only like a quarter of the way into the scenario.
Nah, I got you. I got you, fam.
This
Don't
is
worry.
Side quest.
Okay.
Best.
All right. All right. Thank you. I feel okay. Because like, and also like, mentally is in character. I'm thinking like, we can't really afford to spend a lot of time here.
That's true. You're not wrong. Your half tracks are also nearly on empty. Okay. You are running out of time.
Where is the bathroom?
He divided you up into checking certain areas.
Okay, did I miss anything in the bathroom?
Go upstairs in the hallway, door on the left that has a toilet in it.
Ooh. Any old patch of snow.
All about there.
Don't eat yellow snow.
My bad, Flynn.
Jeff, did you get that?
So you see a 1991 calendar that is handmade. You also see a small set of quarters that might have been for an officer or something.
Oh, quarters like a room, not like a roll of quarters.
Correct. And you see a radio room.
Okay.
Like, dude, with a significantly more high-power radio than what you have in the tracked vehicles. Even though it's like 20 or 30 years old.
I will spend... I mean, how big a place are we talking?
Not that big. I mean, it's 3 or 4 rooms.
Okay. I will spend no more than 5 minutes rummaging through trying to gain any information.
Roll spies.
You set an alarm on your wristwatch. Bert Herden.
In the personal room, two things become very, very obvious. In the personal room, let's start the other detail you pick up first. So I said that the 1991 calendar is handmade. You see that the last date marked off, because every date is marked off on said handmade calendar, the last date marked off is August 19th.
That was yesterday.
Shoot.
It's getting close to 2 days ago, because you're after midnight now.
Ah, well.
Will it be easier for you to manage? I'm thinking for a narrative interest to round robin buildings.
No, we're good. We're good. I got you. Okay. I got you, fam. All I know right. What's up.
Okay, cool.
You also see roll sand. See, I got this. I know what's up.
I got you. You're going insane.
Pass.
Okay. No sand loss.
Oh.
You walk into the personal quarters and you see, okay, this is a bed, this is a desk, this is nothing, right? It's a small enough space.
And there's a body.
You turn and you look up, and what you see is that the individual who had this room did a lot of drawing on the ceiling above the bed, like a lot of drawing. There appears to be some sort of figure standing atop the onion top spires of what you would assume is St. Basil's Cathedral and the walls of the Kremlin. There appears to be a decent rendering of Lenin's tomb crushed underfoot, and bodies and individuals are scattered. Again, quote, Glancy, love it, like leaves before a gale.
I thought they didn't have feet.
That's true. Underfoot is suggested. That's what he wrote.
Sorry, I'm just over here cracking up. I looked up the Stetschkin automatic pistol that we have, and it's literally a handgun that they attached a wooden stock to.
Oh, those Russians. So you're looking at that going, what the shit is this? As this is like, there are like weird figures on the wind smashing all the important buildings of the Communist Party. Dave, what's a building you'd like to look at?
First on the list is number 15.
Number 15. You appear to find what is a converted smokehouse. You see a lot of reindeer meat that has been hung in this area and smoked and preserved. It's now frozen solid. It's been exposed to the elements for some time.
Does it have freezer burn?
Maybe a little bit, but you could thaw it out and be all right. It's reindeer meat.
Is it currently smoking?
No, no, no. It's not currently smoking.
It's not where this fire came from.
Correct. The fire was where the dogs were.
I'll say, grab some steaks, and then we will move on very quickly.
Jeff, you were tasked with...
There's lots of buildings here.
I know. I'm moving from person to person to keep...
I thought we weren't doing that.
No. I told... After he rolled the sand, I'm keeping it for narrative intrigue. Jeff only has, like, two buildings to search.
Okay.
Jeff is 13s and 14s, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, we could spread that around, yeah.
Is that what it was?
13 and 14.
13 and 14, Jeff.
I think it's 12 and 14.
Oh, 12 and 14.
Oh, no, there is a 13 here,
we'll
too.
Adjust as need be.
13, yeah, you're right.
What you want to explore, Jeff?
We'll do 13. Lucky number 13.
13 is the guards' mess, clearly. Like, this is where they had dinners. This is where they had whatever. This is where it looks like the native peoples have been camping for a while. I don't know if you were down here when we talked about there's no signs of a fire or anything recent in this room. It is very cold.
Okay.
You're not seeing signs of a meal prepared in some time. Flynn.
17.
17.
It's a prime number.
You see a coal-fired steam turbine in here that generates electricity.
You mean turbine?
Nope, turbine.
It's a big hat.
It's just a big hat that likes putting coal in it.
Coal-powered hat.
There's a 4-foot guy sitting cross-legged on the floor, and some giant Russian is scooping coal into his turban.
Yep. He says, close the door slowly.
Salam alaikum.
You see essentially what is the power plant. You would imagine that based on the cabling and stuff, this probably operates the radio tower and the few electrics in this area.
Good thing no one was the radio operator.
But everything's cold.
Everything's cold. Yeah. Everything's frozen. Nothing looks used. Craig?
I will go to building 24.
Building 24. You find as you open it up, it's very obvious from the outside that there are like some quote unquote garage doors. It's a motor pool. At least that's what you expect when you open the doors. You actually find, as you approach, that there are reindeer sledges outside what looks like the motor pool. There are several above ground tanks nearby that you would imagine would store diesel fuel. Roll San. You're investigating with your men. Roll San.
Ooh, that's a fail.
You lose one. So you open them up expecting to see a motor pool, even though you're seeing like primitive sledges, and you see a fucking massacre of reindeer. There are bodies strewn all over this motor pool of reindeer, blood, fragments of hide, etc., cover the concrete floor. There's no signs of vehicles in here.
I'll motor your pool.
But is there fuel?
If you go over and tap the tanks, it does seem like there's diesel fuel in there. You don't know how old it is.
Siphon!
Steal yourselves, men, and load up fuel into extra containers. Do not put in engines yet.
Okay.
We need to melt first.
Anything else you'd like to look at?
Building 20.
Building 20. This is, and I use air quotes, an infirmary? Like, you see cots. You see a distinct lack of medical supplies, like, at all.
Okay, move on.
Okay. Spot hidden roll.
You missed something important.
Ought nine.
The books on the shelf strike you. I don't know why, but you go over and look at them.
Yeah.
These books all seem old. And as you kind of, like, flip through them, the most recent date you could find on a book in this infirmary is 1979. Jeff.
It was only 12 years ago.
I think you were also 14.
14, yes.
As you open it up, this appears to be some sort of storehouse of some sort. It's lots of shelves, lots of containers. The storehouse seems mostly empty, but there are still supplies. Extra metal, canvas, maybe some other dry goods, but they all seem to, what strikes you is they all seem to be sourced. They don't seem to be bought and or delivered. They're things that have been captured from the environment. Probably they're natural resources.
Like, hey, I made a coat out of this reindeer skin.
Correct. Not like, hey, I have a coat from Nordstrom. Here's the tag that says Nordstrom size medium.
Nordstrom.
There are logs from trees.
This is a very Norse sounding word.
Right, exactly. There are trees cut down and that have been milled into usable planks. Not here are the 2x4s with the tag still from Lowe's and the little spray paint bit. Flynn.
18.
18. As you approach 18, because it's not apparently obvious on the map, it is a radio tower. It's a steel structure, buttressed by steel cable attached to concrete blocks. It is 15 meters tall. It is an impressive radio tower.
Buttressed.
Like, this would reach quite far. If you wanted to talk to home, this would do it. You also notice that it's connected to the power plant. So, like, running power, transmitting signal, power plant is how you do it. Correct.
I think there was a pile of 26 next to me. Is that correct?
Probably. 24. As you walk around this area that was like a motor pool converted barn of reindeer, you see that there are a number of abandoned vehicles in the snow. It looks like they've been cannibalized, taken apart, destroyed. Like, what you're seeing is the shell of parts of vehicles.
Okay.
Dave.
21.
21. These appear to be unmade beds with sheets pulled onto the floor.
Psh, move on.
Jeff is out of buildings, I believe, unless you got anything else, Captain. You wanted to
12's right by you there.
Didn't you do 12, Flynn?
I was doing the 12s.
I mean, either way.
Yeah. We'll somebody. All fan out and do the 12s.
I mean, there's a bunch of 12.
Yeah. There are. There are a series of what appear to be well-maintained buildings that have had multiple repairs and or probably upgrades. They appear to hold 10 beds plus cases for gear, weapons, etc. I'll let Flynn and Jeff roll spot hidden.
Ought one.
Nice, woo! Grats.
I can see that dick on 14. A fly.
Okay. Flynn, as you're moving through the building, you come across a distinctive carving in the wall of one of these things. They appear to be a series of smaller individuals next to a larger individual. These bodies are not quite human, or if they are, they're poorly drawn or carved into the wall. Their arms are distended and long for what is normal. Their faces, what there is of them, are long and distended.
What about their feet?
They appear to be...
It's all about the feet.
They appear to be, in the perspective of the drawing, the carving, elevated from everything else. There appears to be other less distinct things below them. They appear to be throwing down like lightning. They appear to be like flying or swooping down to the level of these other things. Roll sand.
Hey. Yep, you called it.
Op 5.
Yeah, it doesn't really bother you, but it's weird. Jeff.
Yes.
You find in one of these rooms a small wooden table. There is a series of small dark stones that are arranged on the table. Like, it looks like this individual has taken stones from probably different places over the years to try and find similar colors to create almost like a mosaic. It appears to be a series of small dark stones that make the shape of a footless humanoid figure with white stones for eyes.
Hashtag uh-oh.
But they appear to be on the size of like a 3x3 or 4x4 table or whatever, a dining room table, whatever.
Right. Is there any indication as to who's done this?
No, none. It's just sitting on the table like leftover dinner or like a piece of pottery or like a game of chess. It's just sitting there.
Okay.
It doesn't even appear to be, like, mounted or decorative. It's like someone collected all these things and just placed them there. You could easily just sweep them off the table if you wanted to.
I will.
Roll sand.
39, pass.
As you reach over and you sweep these stones off the table, you hear I'll describe it as a keening. You hear a screech from the distance. As soon as those stones leave the table and clatter on the floor.
I will get on the radio.
Warrant officer, there are men there with you. Are you all right?
Did you hear that?
The stones?
No, just noises on the wind.
On the wind.
Are you listening to the words of the madman, sir?
Probably just spooking myself.
Craig, what do you want to do?
Let's check out. What time is
it? It's probably 1 o'clock in the morning now. You've been... doinking around. Craig.
Not the doinking.
15.
15.
Didn't I start?
Somebody looked at 15.
I started there.
Okay, what have you done?
You see Dave stepping out of 15.
Okay. Zipping up his pants.
I haven't done 5 yet.
Okay. Got it.
22 and 5 are still open.
Okay. I will take 19.
22 and 5 are open. I'll take 19.
I choose off menu.
19 appears to be a long building filled with gear for cutting and shaping wood and metal. There are lathes, welding equipment, a coal-fired forge. There appears to be a machine shop.
Can you forge gasoline?
Is there a portable not welding kit or welding kit, like metal cutting?
Everything here is at least 20 years old, if not older.
Okay.
Nothing is portable. It's all big equipment.
Nothing usable. Got it. Okay. Done.
I mean, there are piles of coal lying.
I was going to say, they had acetylene torches that were
22
portable in the 70s.
These ones aren't.
You see an empty building.
This is fucking useless. All right. 5.
I didn't get my spook. Building 5.
I'm thrill seeker.
Roll sand.
Oh, there you go.
I found the thrills. I take it back. Nope.
Dave, do you think your character is an animal lover?
Well, he was a hunter. So,
I'll say yeah, probably. Hunting dogs?
Respect, but not, like, veterinarian love.
Sure.
But you can also sandal sing an animal corpse.
As you open the door, I create corpses. You find what looks like a kennel.
Okay.
Large kennels, very large kennels. You also find within those kennels the remains of approximately what it calls 40 Caucasian shepherds. This breed of dog is 50 to 100 kilograms. So a pretty good sized dog. Every one of them has been torn apart and devoured down to bones. Scraps of frozen pelts can be found meters away from the kennels.
Yeah, I'll take sand loss.
The wood-framed steel mesh doors at the kennels have been wrenched from their frames, metal twisted and bent by extreme force. 4 sand is what I rolled for you.
Woof.
Yeah, woof.
Jeff, exactly. You want to keep looking at Camp 234?
Those are big damn dogs.
Those are big fucking dogs.
Yeah.
Idea roll,
that's
Dave.
That's 110 to 220 pounds.
And they are torn apart like a fucking rabbit hit by a car.
I didn't think any dog went
an
over like 110 pounds.
I don't know.
I personally cracked Mastiff. Him and take sand roll.
Google Caucasian Shepherds. That's what Glancy calls it. Okay, I'm assuming it's a real
what
thing.
What am I rolling?
Give me an idea roll.
Pass.
You would go with Caucasian Shepherds.
Well, it's Russia, you know.
The fence for the quote-unquote prisoner area is double-fenced. If you were to set up a security system, why use guards when you could just sit hungry dogs in the interim between the prisoner and the outside fence? Is it a big damn dog, Jeff?
Google lists it as 110 to 220 pounds.
Wow.
Damn.
As big as a person.
That's a big
40
boy.
Corpses.
Okay. So these were for patrolling, essentially.
That's what you would expect.
A horse. At least a pony, yes.
A gnome could ride that.
Into battle.
Gnomes now.
No. That guy could ride that.
They're huge.
And I thought mastiffs were big.
So that's why you get 4 sand loss, because that's a big damn dog, and all of them died in terrible, terrible ways. Jeff.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to do?
I want to get one of these fucking dogs.
We could still use buildings 7 and 17.
Okay, I will go for 7.
7 appears to be a warehouse of various well-worn, possibly handmade tools. These are like picks, shovels, axes, hammers, generic hand tools.
Metal tools?
Most of them, yes. Some of them look like they've been repaired and or fabricated.
Okay.
We're great. We're golden. Flynn!
What's left?
17.
17 was my first search.
18 was your... Or 18 was the radio tower.
Uh-huh.
17 was the 12. Power plant.
17, oh.
So I'm okay. Cash. Is there anything else?
You said 5 was the kennels?
Oh.
5 was the kennels.
Yes.
25 down by the motor pool?
25 I don't believe has been looked at.
Okay, I'll go there.
This appears to be almost like a paddock. It's a small area enclosed in barbed wire. You give me spot hidden roll.
Nope.
It's not clear what may or may not have been in this paddock, but it strikes
actually,
you.
No, yes, I did.
Oh, you
did? I did get it. Just okay. On the dot, 67.
You get the sense that, like, there's animal feces and stuff in this paddock. You get the sense that, like, maybe live animals were kept here, but there are no live animals in it currently.
Okay.
No corpses either, since that's probably a generic question. Mm-hmm. Captain Kozlov, anything additional? Let's make it 1:30 in the morning now.
We could look through the prison camp.
Yet.
I don't think we're going to find anything useful there.
I'm assuming that your men are still keeping an eye on, what's the guy's goddamn name? Yep. The people. Elk? Did I write it down?
Yes.
It's somewhere.
Player would like to contest the timescale.
Okay.
Because we're trying to spend, like, maybe 5 minutes max each building.
I know, I'm being kind of a dick. Nyalku!
I think we're done.
Okay. I mean, it's your call.
I'd like to see what pile number 6 is.
It becomes fairly obvious as there are a number of pile 6s around. Pile 6s are coal mounds.
Okay.
They appear to be freshly mined.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Like Gulag prisoners went to the mines.
Also interesting of note, the buildings, and this is totally metagaming.
It's not like a hand.
Buildings in the prison area are mostly 8s. There's a few 9s, and there's 1 10.
I'm really eyeing that 10.
There's also number 3, which look to be guard towers going around the perimeter. And 11, which seem to be several boxes of some type near the entrance to the prison yard itself.
3 would strike you as guard towers. 11 is odd. They do look like physical boxes, like maybe 4x4 or 5x5 boxes.
Has Fedorenko shit himself yet?
Fedorenko is constantly saying, motherfuckers, let's get going. But that's just Fedorenko.
Classic Fedorenko.
Is not in charge.
Fedorenko is not in charge.
Captain, you perhaps 5 more minutes to look at those boxes and maybe the guard towers and also maybe number 10.
5 more minutes. Vladimir, go to building 10. Caravan.
Prepare for that sound roll.
Check out these boxes.
Okay.
Okay.
My squad will walk perimeter.
Okay, you walk the perimeter. Right,
my squad mounts back up.
Leave you, asshole.
Get on the gun.
make sure fuel is distributed between half trucks.
Yes, of all the fuel we just found, yes.
Thank you.
The fuel is old?
It'll burn.
It should be fine.
We put it inside so that it can warm up and melt.
Give it a good stir. It'll be all right.
Yes.
That's diesel chunky. Fuel has to be really cold to freeze.
We'll sip a little bit at a time into the engine. Just a little at a time.
Did you say sip?
That's the Stoli, and that's been gone for a while.
Hey, no, so am I some. Doing...
Craig, you're looking at the perimeter. Captain Kozlov, your guys kind of searched the perimeter. It's a perimeter with barbed wire fence. Cool. Nothing there. So am I doing building 10 or building 5 first? Which one of you wants to go?
We've already done 5.
So we're doing 10 and 11.
Sorry, 10 and 11. 10 and 11.
10.
10.
Let's do it.
You get inside this area, you can see there are a lot of, like, buildings which clearly would have held probably prisoners. You're not seeing, like, bars and shit on the gate, but you walk through a double fence to get here. And that doesn't include the actual outer perimeter fence.
Just to building 10.
Just to get into the larger area.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Building 10, when you step in, appears to be a series of tables. There's a coal-burning stove. Bench seats reads kind of like a galley or a mess. You actually see that there are dishes sitting in the kettle that are frozen into the water that they were washed in. You get the sense like there was maybe a post meal or prepping for a meal that was occurring and then walked away from and never again attended. Jeff.
Yeah, the boxes.
These appear to be steel cages with, like, no protection on any of the sides of the cube. Did you ever watch that? Did you ever watch Batman the Animated Series?
Yeah.
You ever see the episode where, like, Batman goes undercover and gets captured in, like, some sort of, like, weird, bizarre prisoner, like, slave thing? There's an episode where, like, they put him in a sweat box. And he, like, fucking goes crazy.
Yes.
It's like that, but he's not sweating. He's freezing to death.
Okay. Gotcha.
Sand,
put him in the hot box.
Sand from everybody but Dave. Because sooner or later, you motherfuckers
all
are walking around.
All I can think about now is Snowpiercer.
Pass.
Pass.
Yeah.
Pass.
What kind of check?
You already made it for the corpse mound. So for those who made it, we'll call it 1. Spot hiddens for everybody but Dave.
spidden, as they might say.
Pass.
Fail.
Ought three.
Oop.
Congratulations, Jeff and Craig. How about another sand roll?
Dodge that one.
Yeah.
Failed that one.
Pass.
Three for Jeff, one for the captain. So you're looking at this corpse mound maybe in passing, and it occurs to you there are like semi-regular bumps in the ground kind of sort of surrounding the mound, and you dust one of these mounds off, and what you see are boots. Just boots, as if someone was standing there or someone placed the boots there. The terrifying thing, the part you rolled the sand roll about, is that their feet are still in the boots. There are mummified feet inside the boots. And if you step a little bit and you swipe a little bit more, you find another set of boots with feet in it. Wait, step a little bit more.
Are you talking about truncated feet?
Yeah, like cut off right above the ankle bone.
Okay.
Like severed with a hacksaw or...
Roll some sort of biology or medicine or some shit.
Passed an education by five.
Okay. But not some sort of biology, medicine, etc.
Nobody has anything like that.
No, you're all soldiers.
I have 10% biology, but I didn't see the feet.
Education is the only thing I would focus on. Pass the first aid.
Okay, I'll take past the first aid. You maybe have been in a spot where you've had to be a part of an amputation or an emergency surgery. Hacksaws on bone make a lot of damage. Like, it's rough, it's unpleasant, there's a lot of blood. This is like... lightsaber. It's
did you say lightsaber?
Lightsaber. It's a perfect cut. Almost all of them are identical.
Is the lightsaber, comrade?
No, I've not seen Star Wars.
This stupid Western film.
Who is this evil Knievel?
Soviet saber.
Armageddon reference.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of disturbing. Yeah, if you dust off a couple more, maybe that's why you get the extra sand roll. They're all perfectly the same.
All right, so lots of people died here. They left some fuel behind. They left some guns behind, some reindeer steaks. Let's go. Duh?
Where's the guy that we found?
Nialku?
He's back in the building somewhere after we looked at his feet.
As far as I know, he's in the prisoner's mess.
There are a couple guards with him.
I'm going back there.
Wait, in the prisoner's mess that I checked?
Oh, sorry. No, the guard's mess, I guess. I should say.
He wasn't there.
I mean, while we're at it, we might as well check buildings 8 and 9. We're all in here anyway. If we split up and do two soldiers per building, get no more than 2 minutes per building, we ought to be able to do it in 5 to 10 minutes.
Between that and the feed, we'll mark off another half hour, Flynn. 2 a.m. Because I'm that kind of guy.
We spent 20 minutes on the feet.
Jeff is obsessed with the feet now. He's a fetishist.
Frozen feet are my favorite.
You find a lot of these things are prisoners' barracks. Some of them look like they've been dismantled and parts have been used to repair other prisoner barracks. You also find that some of these appear to be...
Let's only look at this part. Turns into, let's look at the whole fucking camp.
I figured it was going
to
happen.
Grow houses, maybe? Like, there appears to be sod and, like, growing mushrooms?
What's been sod?
Feet.
The feet. But cleanly, like lightsaber.
Lightsaber sword.
So that's what you get for searching the camp, finding the feet, and now talking to Nialku?
Yeah. I just point in the direction of where the feet were, and I say, the feet.
I'm sorry, the feet? I do not know what you're talking about. There were many bodies
the feet.
There. Very
the
horrible.
Feet.
No, I mean the boots with feet in them around the bodies.
I do not understand. I am not a member of this camp. I am nomadic herder.
Captain.
Jeff's spot hidden. With the 20% bonus.
Captain Fedorenko ish. Going bald from pulling his hair out.
He's getting twitchy.
You motherfuckers, get out! Jeff, you realize that Nialku, as well as the five people as a part of his, what he's calling his family, They're all wearing emblems on a, like, leather thong around their neck of a figurine that doesn't have feet on it.
This was I say I grabbed a handful of the stones off of that table?
Sure.
I'm going to hold them up.
Dun, dun.
Are these rocks important to you, soldier?
I don't know. Are they?
They are not to me. I'm worried about keeping my family safe and protected. I'm sorry. I must apologize. We mean you no harm. We were just looking for supplies. We thought this may have been abandoned long time and not a part of important soldier work from Moscow. We are nomadic herders. We mean you no harm.
As he's talking, I step forward and I grab the pendant.
He kind of reaches out to, like, grab your hand. What are you doing?
What is this?
This is good luck charm.
What kind?
One that protects us.
From?
It protects us from everything. From the harshness of the storm, from the heat of the summer, and those that kill the reindeer, ensuring that the reindeer are a part of our society. It protects us from everything. Spot hidden roll.
Nope.
Okay.
That's 100.
Oh, sweet. This guy is just like all up in your face. You're nose to nose here, and he's just staring at you.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat terrified.
Somewhat terrified?
I mean, like, yeah, I mean, he's... Assumingly, you're in full fucking Arctic gear. You've got infrared goggles. Like, you're a goddamn Martian compared to this guy who herds reindeer.
Captain, we are running low on time.
We'll start... other than Jeff and his crew, the rest of us will start packing up to leave.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Although I'll have signaled to Jeff where time
to... It's the best
time
round them up. Ever.
Okay. I tell my guys, get the crawler ready.
Okay. You're standing there alone with him and his family members.
Uh-huh. And I point a pistol at one of them.
Okay.
Escalation station.
How well does that protect?
Roll something? I give you bonus. I give you like a 20% bonus. You got a goddamn gun.
Is intimidation a thing? 17
extreme
is good.
Persuasion.
Extreme persuasion.
It's very good. I like it, Jeff.
Where's he going?
Cody is walking into the other room for the listeners at home.
I just really like a couple of reps on the old bench. Just get prepped.
I just really like extreme persuasion.
He's
I think I found that
the handler's guide.
Digging oh, no. into the source book here.
Oh no.
I meant to check some rules. Give me a second. Glancy gives me an idea, but I do want to make credit to the current rules. I don't remember where.
Soyuz Nerushi. Republic Sputila.
Yes, you totally need to record that for the opening of the episodes.
Can I see your book as well, Flynn?
Yeah.
Got it.
Record it like we should do five times at different pitches.
It's one of the things
we should get the
multiply for a choral sound.
Get the Raincore's brothel choir together.
No, you just have to do it once. We can offset the pitch.
Chess has a good mic.
Yeah.
You know that post I made was badly summarized Raincore's brothel episodes? This would be Raincore's brothel as a Russian foot fetish.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
We haven't even got to the fetish part yet.
I will clarify, though, that that's all
I think it's in there.
Not our fault. The foot fetish was forced upon us.
I haven't ran this without the handler's guide before, so I don't really know what's in it.
You are the apocalypse.
That's why you run these games without like regenerating luck and things like that.
Yeah, did you see that?
Regenerate luck?
Mm-hmm. Wait, what? What?
Wait a minute.
We got a message.
And I basically told him to go fuck himself. You're gonna spend an asset, you don't get it back. No. That'd be lame, and then he was spending luck left and right with no cost.
Who sent the message?
A listener.
Who called me out on the fact that I'm not allowing them to regenerate luck in masks. He's like,
oh, and
called. A whole bunch I of see. Luck. And like, he's like, you know it regenerates, right? And I'm like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Go f*** yourself. That's basically what I told him.
No, no, no.
This is a gentleman. He is, you are a monster.
He's really trying to help you all, and I don't give a shit.
Now, I'm going to send this to you, and I want you to show this to everybody at the next Masks game.
I was going to make it a big deal in the next Masks game.
Yeah, I looked it up.
Yeah.
They were way up north.
Oh, really?
Way up north.
Like, you are way out God. Of, like...
We're just shy of the Arctic Circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Google...
We're north of most of Finland.
Not all of it, though.
Not all of it.
There's still Svalbard.
There's always Svalbard. Svalbard.
It's like one of my favorite places on Earth.
It's pretty cool.
I'll deliver the message.
I've run a Savage Worlds scenario that started even further north than this.
Just make sure that when you do, you snap a picture of the look on Jazz's face.
Yeah. She's gonna be super pissed. I was gonna bring it up at the next game. She's gonna be very unhappy, but like I said, I told him it's an optional rule and I don't choose to follow it.
Option denied.
All right,
she's at a catacomb.
You're good, right? I just want to double what? Check this.
A catacomb?
What's that?
It's a convention in Ohio.
Oh, for cats?
Yeah, for board, like for board games and RPGs and stuff. Yeah. It's on the smaller side.
She was trying to get us to, like, get a booth.
AC,
that
would have
been
think?
Cool. It's like a Cade Con.
Yeah.
A-C-A-D-E-C-O-N.
Oh, I think I've heard of that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I have some cons that can break up the...
I wasn't super interested in going, so I'm here.
Summer.
As you point your firearm at one of the others...
What about his fire foot?
He just stares at you.
They're having a stare off. I'm not sure who's.
You got all the power. You're holding the firearm. You do you, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. We didn't come here to hurt you guys. But you know something about what's going on here and you're not telling me.
You're the one pointing a firearm at one of my relatives.
Yes, I am.
Do what you want. We have no part in this.
You do have a part in it. And I'm trying to figure out what it is.
He just stares at you. You can roll psychology if you want. If you have it.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Nikolai, we are mounted up.
You know what's really, really great? Jeff has been playing with me for enough years that, like, Jeff is this close to being that motherfucker. I don't know if he's going to do it, but each day he steps 1 foot closer to the line of being a complete fucking dick. Like, is this the time he's going to pull the trigger? Maybe, maybe not, but sooner or later, I win, Jeff. I win. Because you know pulling that trigger might get you something. So you're going to shoot a total fucking innocent, maybe, or maybe not, to get what you want.
I cut toes off of a cop.
Yeah, but you knew you were a bad guy at that point. You don't necessarily know that you're a bad guy. You're just a soldier.
What's your character going to do?
There are no alignments here. He didn't pick the racist character.
No. He's like, I'll spetz your Nas.
There's not alignments, but there is character background.
See, I picked the one character that is not a hardliner.
Your call, then. He just stares at you. He has no position of power.
Victor is Russian Orthodox.
The last line of his character description is, should he be helping... The coup in Moscow has him worried. If people take to the streets like it's 1917 all over again, should he be helping them make bombs or helping the authorities disarm them?
Red October.
So you got a little terrorist in you.
Yeah. A little revolutionist.
As all bomb makers do.
Yeah. He'll walk out.
Okay.
If I'm not going to get anything, I'm not going to get anything.
You walk out the camp.
Do you
mountain up?
If I had played the gun nut, I'd have fucking popped him.
Captain Kozlov. Yeah, Jeff is walking up slowly, but everyone is loading up.
I can't. I didn't write it down correct. This always forget. Is it Caravan? How do you? What is it again?
Korovan.
Korovan. Korovan. What are the people?
Did you see the amulets they're wearing? The fetishes?
Amulets? No.
Feetless people. Feetless figures.
Feetless, you said. What, again with the feet?
I don't know what it is with the feet.
After you are that, like Tarantino, after, that movie maker.
After the message and the feet around the pile of bodies and something else that I found and...
What is this something else?
It was some kind of a shrine, some kind of a mosaic depicting something in... I forget exactly what
it's
it
was. It's just like a humanoid shape that didn't have feet. There were white stones for eyes.
Yeah.
Korvan, this is getting very weird. But we don't have time for beliefs and superstitions of nomadic tribesmen. We should get going.
Yeah, let's go.
You load up the MTVs or whatever the hell they're called, and you head
the
off.
The MTVs.
The music televisions are ready to go.
My MTV. You want to make one more die roll to see if all four of you can
they
travel?
They definitely did not have MTV.
No.
All right.
I will have y'all know I am
no.
playing Adventure 95. Communist.
95.
All right.
Playing what?
Adventure Communist.
More like Papers, Please.
All right. What was that?
Glory to Aristotle.
Crit pass.
Ooh.
So it's
you
now
make
what?
Up for our ineptitude.
3 a.m. Well, I don't know in the Arctic Circle in August, but it probably gets dark for at least a little bit.
Yeah.
At least less light. It is now the pitch of night in so much as the Arctic gets dark.
You are very likely to be eaten by the GRU.
The GRU.
The lead track vehicle, Craig, Captain Koslov, they say that they see a fence. There are whiteout conditions beyond the fence.
Which direction are we heading?
That way.
Generally northish.
So, did we ever see anything about this graveyard?
Not unless you went and looked.
Yet.
Okay.
What graveyard?
We don't know. We never saw one.
The one you did not investigate on said map.
Well, was there a sign to it?
Yes, absolutely. The people who've been stuck in this goddamn place since 1979 put a sign to find the only fucking thing else in Siberia they could walk to.
Kay. This way to graveyard.
That's weird.
This is where the dead people are.
We have to go back.
Yet.
You see a fence, Captain Koslov. What would you like to do?
I mean, the player in me wants to check out the graveyard, but the role-playing character in me says, why the fuck would we check out a graveyard?
Yeah.
We have to move on.
No. I've already put you at whatever it is, 3 o'clock in the morning. It's dark. You're outside a fence. You've gone 10 kilometers down the road. Okay. I've moved you on. You had a chance. All no right. more. Orders, sir.
Order!
We're heading towards site 6. What was it? Site
you're
6?
Driving through the goddamn fence. You're looking around.
Korvan is staying on
well,
the
well, I mean, what do we
periscope.
What do we see when we come up on the perimeter?
You see a fence. It is whiteout conditions beyond.
Which is like the past 48 hours.
At least
hours.
This time, you feel like this is probably Site 6.
I'm channeling my Ian Malcolm here from The Lost World when they say, is there a way through? Oh, God, there could be.
So you're looking for a way through? You're just driving
Oh, we're just going right through. We're going right through.
Yes.
Site schist.
Roll navigation. Everybody, roll navigation.
Through.
Ought 4.
Ought 7.
Ought 4.
39.
79?
76.
Damn it, Dave! So Dave's half-track is driving around in the goddamn...
It's like, all right, through the fence. Dave, what are you doing?
Three of us...
One
of
there's a crew. Graveyard!
One of my tracks got caught in the on position. We're just going around in circles.
You smash through the fence. Three of you find that there is a general structure of a road and there are numbers of buildings ahead of you. Dave, make a spot hidden. I'm going to say you kind of did that.
Success.
You sort of get the sense that there are structures off to your left. There are also large structures off to your right.
Oh, I love structures.
You want to go to the left structures or to the right structures?
Have I lost sight of the other three?
Yes, absolutely. You f***ed off in the wrong damn direction. Your guy smashed through the fence. You ducked your head. There was some bumping. You looked up. Everyone's gone. Structures to the left, structures to the right.
Billiot. go towards the bigger ones.
The bigger ones, he's going to say the taller ones are to the right. The more
go for those.
All right. You head to the right ones. The three of you are sort of finding yourselves in an area where there are a lot of buildings ahead of you. There does appear to be like a road. It's covered in snow, but you could take a road if you wanted to.
Is this shit on the map?
Captain, I seem to have lost you.
Yes, you believe that this is Site 6. You then begin to hear one of the half tracks yell, Captain, I have lost sight of you.
Do I have a map of Site 6?
Luck roll. High or low, you gotta call it.
Oh, right, so if it, yeah, low.
So no, there's one part where Glancy says you have a map of Site 6, then there's another part where he doesn't suggest you have a map, so apparently you don't.
Fair
enough. It is classified facility.
But you are hearing Dave's character shout out that he does not have sight of you anymore. You do see a half-track to your left.
Turn your exterior lights off and look for the glowing spots. Even in whiteout conditions, the light would show.
Oh, I suppose it's dark. It's dark now.
It's dark-ish. I don't know that I would say that it's dark, but it is dark-ish. It is a thought.
We'll spread our... Okay. You sit still.
Okay.
We will spread it out along both ways along the road. And I'll backtrack a little bit. We'll go look for him and then come back.
Backtrack.
Aye, aye, Captain.
He can't have gone far.
Didn't go far, no. I see tall buildings.
Do we see tall buildings?
You do not. You see squat buildings.
Ah.
Squat. You see squats.
Where the f*** did you go?
Well, I saw shorter buildings and I saw taller buildings, but they went towards the taller buildings.
Do you head towards... You started heading in the direction. Do you want to continue to head towards the taller buildings?
I figured taller buildings were more important.
I mean... It is an ICBM facility, so maybe those might be the silos.
Those are probably underground, though.
That is a thought.
I don't know.
What do you want to do, Dave? You're in charge of that.
No, I was told to stay still. It's all not right. My decision.
You stop. You're idling in the middle of the snow.
No, turn off engine. Don't waste gas.
Okay.
Wait, but keep the lights on. You do the little thing with you turn the key halfway.
Okay. So you're sitting in the middle of a field. The key's turned halfway, but the engine is off. So you're displaying lights.
Radio's on too.
You three chuckle f***s have now split in three directions on the road, right? Oh, God. Oh, fucking hell. Captain Kozlov, do you have any additional orders as this goes to shit?
Hey.
I told them not to, we're not going so far that we can't reconnoiter.
Okay. We can totally connoiter.
I'm connoitering right now. It's just me here.
Any other orders? Or are y'all just making spot hidden rolls looking out into the whiteout conditions?
I mean, how fucking far away did he go?
I mean, it's the white same, out. Right, but we haven't the described same, it as white out yet, and you had a
same facility though.
For sure, it's a There's probably an airstrip, and there's
okay. Did he ever cross the fence?
Yeah, you all smashed through the fence at once.
So then, assuming there's a perimeter road inside the fence, did you cross the road?
I see him.
You made a spot hidden.
I made a spot hidden.
Roll me Sam, please.
Odd six, made it.
Good for you. Good for you, Jeff.
You're dead.
So I'm going to imagine, because it talks about popping up to look out of the car to see things, so now you...
There's a periscope.
Okay, well, you can use a periscope. It gets icy.
You clear off the ice.
Not without going outside, you don't.
It's a little windshield wiper. It did like a de-icer spray.
In fact, it's an infrared periscope. At that.
Yes.
Which would actually work even if there was ice on it.
That's true.
Checkmate, Grady.
Checkmate.
We came prepared.
Yeah.
Prepared.
I'm going to need to find a new section in the book. Give me a second here.
Time to finish off the vodka.
No more vodka.
No more vodka.
Did you roll me sand?
Yes.
Did you pass?
Yes.
One.
Because it's very snowy, and you do not like snow.
You hear a very familiar screech.
Uh-huh.
Something that you heard about an hour and a half or 2 hours ago.
Uh-huh.
You hear a fucking boom against the side of your track as you see something fall out of the fucking sky and strike the fuck out of your periscope.
Fuck your periscope.
Hey, we have this thing. Fuck your thing.
It's damaging the periscope.
Rocks so this with fucking feet periscope fall. Everyone
knows. And probably the top of the half track where the periscope is mounted just is fucking gone. Whatever hit it was like the force of a fucking bullet the size of a damn, I don't know, a fucking houseplant. Whatever the fuck hit it looked 7 feet tall and flying, and it smashed the fuck out of the periscope and tore the top of your fucking half track off where the periscope is mounted. Holy the snow is now coming down inside your half track.
Good thing there are buildings. Turret?
Turret's still mounted.
I'm heading for the turret.
Lead your targets.
Do you inform anyone else of what's going on?
Yes. I'm...
Everyone can roll sand that's not Jeff.
Got it.
Fail.
Success.
Craig, take two. You all begin hearing a bizarre screaming on the wind.
You take dos. Vedanya.
There's not a lot of Vedanya with this.
Take
it's just
two
dose.
Vedanyas.
So you have 54 men in four half tracks in four different places across the base. Combat now gets a little weird. So
perhaps we should notify headquarters we have arrived.
We're here. We're dying.
Headquarters.
So I rolled that. Okay. I've got that number now in my head. I now need a pen. I got one. I like wearing the one.
I take it back. I'm not heading for the turret. I'm telling the machine gunner to get on the fucking turret.
You have men. Start ordering them. I absolutely have rules. There's four pages of how to handle this combat, Jeff. So you go right ahead. You give me all the orders you want.
Are there rules for bards?
Okay.
I love how we immediately split the party as many ways as possible.
Hey, I didn't 100%. Try to.
I'm so excited.
I mean, that was on me. Trying to
I love how you use we.
Everybody roll luck. Call over or under and then roll.
Over.
Under.
Over.
Under. Got it.
Pass.
I called over and I got a 51.
So we have perfect. We have a failure.
Pass, 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 no, I got fail. It.
Okay.
Fail.
Fail, and then three passes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's unfortunate because the luck's not good enough.
We have to hit 4 out of 4.
Flynn, pick a color.
Red.
Aqua.
Well, fuck you, Jeff.